Cotton prices have been inching higher as of late, and Cotton Incorporated economist John Devine looks at some of the reasons why this may be happening.
After testing the 60-cent level, cotton prices have enjoyed a little strength in the most recent trading, and were able to climb back above the 62-cent mark. In recent months, the 62-cent level has served as support, so the recent shift higher may signal a move back into the previous trading range. As usually seems to be the case, there are a couple of possible reasons for the increase. One could be effects from outside markets, with many stock and commodity prices rising over the past week. Another could be the heavy rainfall experienced throughout the southeast growing region, and possible concerns related to the harvest.
Thanks to a low pressure system combined with moisture from Hurricane Joaquin, some areas did see large amounts of rain, but Devine says that may not actually affect cotton prices.
In North Carolina, records for the number of days of consecutive rainfall were tied or exceeded. In South Carolina, 15 to 20 inches of rain fell in the eastern part of the state. In those states, nearly 90% of planted acres have bolls open. Some bolls may have also been knocked to the ground, but from a national production perspective, there likely will not be a major effect on the harvest number. Due to declines in acreage in recent years, there is not as much cotton in the Carolinas and Virginia as there used to be. Altogether, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia represent only about 10% of national planted acres. Georgia alone, which was mostly spared from the heaviest downpours, is home to twice as much acreage as is located in those three states. With Georgia spared, we may not see a large decrease in a national crop number.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.